1948. They were having quite a round of UFO sightings at that time. And at the time, I was back in North Carolina flying in reserve, and we had P-47s there. Changed the designation now to F-47s, fighter. The old jug, as we used to call it. And we were going out to do some flying one Saturday morning. And there were three of us taking off on this particular flight. We were going to look over the countryside, do a little formation work, and that was about it. So the boys lined up. I was number two in takeoff position. The other ship took off ahead of me. This was approximately 9 o'clock in the morning. And lead ship took off, and I cleared the deck. And we were to join up somewhere around 8,000 to 10,000 feet. I had taken off and climbed up to approximately 5,000 or 6,000 feet. I'm not exactly sure right now of the altitude. And the tower called me, or not necessarily called me, called to the three fighters just clearing the area if they saw anything in the air at such and such a position from the field. With that, I looked up and to my right. At approximately, I would say about 8 o'clock, probably around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in position, 1 or 2 o'clock position, I saw a large ball of fire. That's what it looked like to me anyway. As I say, I got the call, and with that, of course, I immediately started looking around. I looked up to the right, saw this ball of fire at approximately 2 o'clock. And with that, I shoved the throttle to the firewall and pulled up in its direction. I wasn't sure at the moment. I sort of blinked my eyes. I turned my head for a second, thinking possibly it was the sun reflecting off the canopy of the aircraft. It was a normal sunshiny morning. Visibility was unlimited, very few scattered clouds. Imagine the ceiling at that time was probably somewhere around 25,000 feet. I say ceiling. Any clouds that were in the area were approximately that altitude. And I pulled up and to my right, climbing up in the direction. As I pulled up on the nose of the aircraft, this object, or ball of fire, as it appeared to me, it moved across in front of me, not necessarily at any rapid rate of speed, nor was it slow, but it moved. To my eyesight anyway, moved across in front of me. I then sort of over on left wing, still climbing, and pulled up toward it. And with that, as I made my turn to the left and still climbing, I was then approximately, I would say, at about 15,000 feet. Not exactly sure of the altitude right now. I know when I sighted it, I believe I was around 6,000 or 7,000 feet. And I had climbed almost that much more, another 7,000 or 8,000 feet, as I started making my turn to the left. With that, the object, in a very rapid rate of speed, pulled directly up, straight up, and disappeared from view. I mean, it just, it didn't abruptly fade from view, it just disappeared. I mean, gradually, just shoom, you know, out of when something in your line of vision just goes out of sight. By that time, as I pulled up then, I know that my last altitude check was around, I believe, 17,000 feet, something were in there. And, of course, I didn't have any oxygen. I immediately over on a wing and down again. I called the tower. I had made no contact with the tower whatsoever until this point. I called the tower to tell them that I had seen this object. They themselves said that the man in the tower spotted the object and called the aircraft in the area to see whether anyone was having any trouble or just what they might have seen. I then came down, called the other aircraft, and asked them if they had seen them. One of the other pilots said he thought he saw something. He wasn't sure, but he did see me pull the cold of my aircraft and start climbing, and he couldn't figure out why. We were supposed to meet in a certain area, and I was going in the opposite direction. I told them what I had seen just briefly. I said I spotted something. And with that, the tower operator cut in and wanted to come down and make a report. So I immediately landed and went into operations and filed my report. Oh, I imagine it was some 2 or 3 weeks later or so, the people from Washington. I guess they were from Washington, wherever they came from, came down to talk to me.
As far as any more elaboration on this particular UFO sighting, and I would have to say that it is UFO, it certainly was unidentified. I'm going to tell you this, that I did not see any shape whatsoever to this object. I mean, I had heard reports prior to this one. I've heard them since, where they said that the people seeing them had actually seen a definite shape to the object, with possibly a blurred outline of light to it. But in my sighting, there was absolutely no shape to it whatsoever, other than just a ball. I would have to say it was round. A round ball of fire, not necessarily any brighter in the center than it was on the outer edge. It did fade off on the outer edge. The outer edge was not clearly defined. It was hazy as fire, as you know, when you see fire burning. It's not a clearly outlined flame. It's jagged edges or fuzzy edges. And that's what there was to this. There was absolutely no definite outline to it whatsoever. And as far as moving, when it moved in the same shape. It did not leave a tail behind it, nor did it change in shape or size or color in any manner, shape, or form. And I was fairly sure, in my own estimation, that possibly was the sun reflecting off of the canopy. I don't know. I've had in various maneuvers in an aircraft with a plexiglass canopy on it, I've had the sun glare off of it, and I always wear sunglasses when I fly, except, of course, in real cloudy, rainy weather where you naturally wouldn't need it, but on bright, sunshiny days, I always wear sunglasses, and even at that, I have made turns where the sun, we say, is behind me, and I would make a turn which would cause the sun to reflect off of the canopy of the aircraft, and I've had it reflect in a streak or just a flash or ball of the sun. My sunglasses would be diffusing the bright, direct portion of the sunlight, and I've used Polaroid glasses. But I don't know. As I say, I'm not going to sit here and try to say that I know what it was, because I don't.